This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. Here's a bird song we all recognize, the familiar crowing of, well, crows, a species with many vocalizations. Crows are one of the most intelligent animals in the wild, and a lot of intelligent people have come up with theories to explain why. For one, crows are highly social, constantly having to figure out complex group dynamics. Seldom, if ever, will you see just one or two. Unlike most wild animals, crows mate for life. Equally unusual, the young of 1 year stick around to help raise the next generation. This apprentice system, as young learn from their elders, is thought to boost their intelligence. Social within their family groups, crows also gather in large overnight roosts in the winter. Another theory for crow intelligence has to do with diet. Crows learn to eat just about everything, and this ability to recognize a variety of foods requires definite brain power. They also cache food for future consumption and are able to remember numerous hiding places. As a species, crows adapted well to a changing landscape as forests were cleared for farm and town. In fact, they likely moved to town and city to escape the countryman's shotgun back when crow shooting was legal year-round. Crows, once aggressively persecuted, have passed a wariness down to present generations. That wariness is another sign of intelligence and has made them a difficult subject for ornithologists to study. Crows stand out now, black against November's barren, transparent landscape. Listen and you'll hear a language as complex as their social interactions. While other birds quiet down in the non-breeding season, the crows just keep on talking. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.